potentially major shakeup in downtown D.C. and Chinatown. We all know that the Capital One Arena, formerly MCI Center and Verizon Center, has long been credited with the revitalization in that part of D.C. But this all happened today, this evening, when the Major Economic Investment Project Approval Commission, try saying that five times fast, that's comprised of 12 state lawmakers in Virginia. They met in Richmond and over Zoom today to approve a proposal that would include a new stadium to lure the Wizards and Capitals to Alexandria, Virginia. Like you mentioned, that'd be by the Potomac Yard Metro stop that just opened up pretty recently. But this proposal still has to be approved by the full General Assembly plus Alexandria City Council. It's an 8 million square foot campus, a mixed use and sports campus, which includes the stadium plus a 3,000 seat music and entertainment venue, conference center, hotels, apartments, and the headquarters for Monumental Sports and Entertainment, which owns both teams. Now, like I mentioned, this still has to be approved by the full General Assembly plus Alexandria City Council. And you would imagine that Monumental Sports would also have to approve it. But when I asked the source, Monumental would have to agree to the terms, correct? He told me that Monumental Sports Entertainment has been part of the whole process of coming up with details in this proposal, and that really shouldn't be an issue.
Part of the reason that we're scratching our heads here, not so much that Ted Leonsis wouldn't want the newest and best facilities for his team, but there was a belief that maybe he's playing D.C. off Northern Virginia to get the best deal for his team and stay downtown and just have a renovated stadium or arena. Is anybody talking about that? It almost seems like everybody's leaped to Northern Virginia, perhaps a little prematurely.
Well, that's a very real possibility. I mean, you got to remember last month that Leonsis and Monumental Sports Entertainment requested, I believe it was $600 million in public funds from D.C. for Capital One Arena renovation. So that's obviously very much in the back of the minds of Monumental Sports, not to mention city leaders in D.C., as well as Virginia state lawmakers. So this could very well be a possibility of the Capitals, Wizards, Leonsis trying to have D.C. and the state of Virginia kind of compete with each other to see who's going to offer a better deal for the teams.
The other thing I'm thinking about is possible resistance from some people in Alexandria. You know, there's a Target and a Starbucks and all kinds of stores that you would expect in sort of a suburban area like that. And traffic can get pretty bad, especially with the holiday shoppers right now. I can only imagine if there's a Caps game or a Wizards game every night, even with Metro, I wonder if traffic is a consideration too.
That absolutely is a consideration. I mean, it's a pretty prominent shopping area in Alexandria. But of course, you know, state leaders are really pointing to the new Metro stop that's walking distance and really pushing that. I believe there's also going to be a parking underground underneath the new stadium should this move forward and this passes the General Assembly and City Council and the teams do move there. So that's definitely top of mind for a lot of folks, including state lawmakers, looking at the economic boost. I think that's something that's really playing out for Virginia state lawmakers. Something I didn't mention is one of the sources told me that this arena would generate $3.8 billion to the region as opposed to $800 million if this area is developed as currently planned without a stadium.